But I have a different conception of a panel. For me, a panel, panel format is something, a structured discussion with the panelists and with the audience. So I prefer just a very short statement as to start, and no slides. And tomorrow I will present some slides about the future of European space, but just some provocative statements. The first thing is just the personal thing is that last year I was teaching in Virginia, in Richmond, in the U.S. And you know the place in Virginia is a place of Thomas Jefferson. And Thomas Jefferson is an important figure because in a way he's the founder, he's the intellectual founder of the United States of America. And 200 years ago, I studied his life and his achievement, his thinking and so on and so on in Virginia. And he had, you should know that 200 years ago, Thomas Jefferson had a very negative and very critical view on business. We have some direct quotes from him about the moral standing of commerce, the moral standing of commercial people of his time, 200 years ago. And he, with George Washington, we have the documentation about this, very seriously discussed the possibility that in the new union that they formed, there is a place or not for commerce people, the people of the commerce. And their original idea was that no, we want to establish a union without this awful people. So he had a very, very negative view on business 200 years ago. And no, his country developed into the giant, the monstrum of corporate capitalism. So just think about what Thomas Jefferson, the brilliant intellectual giant and the founder of the US, would think about the moral standing of American corporate business today. Okay, just a fortiori, think about this. So, I'm sure that he would have a very negative, a very critical view about the behavior of his fellow business people in the U.S. So this is just a person, just to start, because my view and my statement will be very critical and very negative about business in connection with the possibility of peace and non-violence. So I will be negative first, and in the discussion we can arrive at a more positive point, I hope. So I would like to recall a famous book by American economist Kenneth Bardeen, who was not just a fantastic economist, he is the founder, one of the founders of the system theory. And he himself was a Quaker. And he represented the Quaker position, Quaker spirituality in economics and ecology. He is the inventor of the so-called spacey earth concept, so ecological economics, all this kind of thing. So he published a fantastic book entitled Economics of Love and Fear. And in this book, he is arguing that business and commerce might be a peaceful alternative to war. That's his position. It's seemingly attractive position, but today I think almost just the opposite is true. So mainstream global business, the mainstream global business, I mean corporate, mainstream corporate world, seems to be at war with society and even most importantly with nature. So today is not a peaceful alternative to war. This is war itself. in a deep sense. So just very shortly, I would like to show why mainstream corporate business is inherently violent today. Okay? And being non-violence is a precondition, of peace. So we have a very violent institution. Today, we have a little bit less hope for peace. So the striving for profit and competitiveness. So competitiveness is a major problem today. Global competitiveness. Mainstream business corporations producing monetary results at the expense of nature, society, and future generations. That's my main point. And this is true. This is an essential harm. It's a basic violence. And this is somehow built in the institutional and motivational structure of modern corporations. So it's not easy to change. My view is more than 25 years in business ethics movement in Europe and also in the US, it's hopeless to change. So if I can make an analog, I was thinking about this. We have an elephant. Okay? We have an elephant, and we would like to fly with the elephant, and it is not possible. We can do a lot of things with the elephant. The elephant can dance, maybe the elephant can be more intelligent, the elephant can be less robust, less destructive, but the elephant cannot fly. If we want to fly, we need another kind of animal. We need to invent birds. So somehow, if you want to fly in business, we somehow need to change elephants for birds. But elephants will never fly. So that's maybe a very negative position, but that's the main lessons of more than 25 years fighting for a more ethical business. So what we have in the modern corporate world is a very dangerous metaphysics. It's a very dangerous metaphysics. Just very shortly, and not going into the details of this metaphysics, everything is reduced to including human beings, nature, future generations, culture, everything is reduced to a marketable resource. And every intelligible activity in this metaphysics is nothing more than what Martin Heidegger called as calculative thinking. Okay? The only way of thinking, no reflection, no spirit, nothing, just calculative thinking. How can we make some money out of it, out of these entities? Everything is a marketable resource, or otherwise has no values or even non-existing. So this is, I think, the inherently dangerous metaphysics. But not just the virtue, it is practiced every day by corporate giants. Also in this statement, I wanted to recall David Corton, this American economist and social critic. His book, I think, The Corporations Rule the World, is still very valid today. But I jump into the conclusion and recall another fantastic thinker and very successful businessman, George Soros. George Soros predicted much before the current crisis, something 15 years ago, that what we have is something like a market fundamentalism. Market fundamentalism is a fundamentalist, uncritical belief in market, in free markets, and this is not just violent and aggressive and destructive, but his most important prediction was more than 15 years ago that this kind of fundamentalism will induce as a response, other kind of fundamentalist, nationalistic, religious, and ethnic fundamentalist as a response. Even a more violent form. So I think this is what we have today. This is what we have today. So for violent metaphysics, for market fundamentalism, the response is another kind of fundamentalism. And we are living in such a world today. So my conclusion, my preliminary conclusion is that if we want to get closer to a less violent world, we should go beyond this market metaphysics, market fundamentalism. So with this belief system, we will produce just more and more violence. And without changing the underlying paradigm, or because metaphysics, there is no hope for peace on the part of economics and business. In my view, what we have to need to try to adapt is a more substantive view of the economy and economic activities in the terms of Karl Polanyi, which goes beyond this money-oriented world, and in a sense is much more realistic and captures the essence of the thousand years of economic history of mankind. The substantive view, just very shortly, focusing on the interaction of humans, communities, and nature, okay, with or without money, with or without different kinds of commercial activities, but the central goal of economizing in this substantive view is providing livelihood, not to generate money, not to produce profit or this kind of thing, provide livelihood. Today we would add sustainable livelihood or ecologically sound livelihood. That's the main goal of economic activities. And in some circumstances it can generate profit. In other circumstances, will not generate profit. But the main goal is livelihood. The livelihood of man, that was the posthumous, probably most famous, most important book by Karl Polanyi. The livelihood of man. So, all these things call for a radical transformation of business, as we know it. Radical transformation of business, and we should go beyond elephants and get closer to birds, just to continue this analogy. And what is closer to the mission of European Space is that this transformation requires some more emphasis on intrinsic motivation of economic actors and more orientation toward the common good. Or simply speaking, to adapt more holistic, a multidimensional measure of success. So without this change, without moving from elephants to birds, business cannot become a peace agent. So we developed this manifesto for business and hope, business and peace, but without this very deep metaphysical change, I think that all hope is just naive. So instead of being a peace agent today, mainstream business is generating more conflict and violence. So this is the state of the affairs where we are now. And from here, we should start to work.
Thank you very much, Laszlo. I think you gave us some very interesting discussion points. I think the most important one, whether business is inherently violent and whether elephants can fly. Dumbo could fly.